Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Wendy Muller, Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Jonathan Wilson, Andrew Hopkins, and Keith Tate.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, Autumn Fisher, and sometimes effing Ira Malkin.
French Bulldogs, I don't know if you realize how hard they are to come by, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like...
Isn't that just a toy... Oh, a French Bulldog?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are expensive dogs.
They're about at least $3,000, and they can't even copulate on their own.
No, because they're not natural.
They need assistance.
Yeah. And I don't mind doing that.
And they only have, like, two at a time.
Have you ever see Frenchie the... Or no, Walter the French Bulldog. Ever see him on Instagram?
No.
Well, keep talking about him, Ron White. You've seen him, Jeff?
Yep.
You have to tag me in that.
I will. I'm going to find him real quick.
I do love French Bulldogs. They are adorable.
They are adorable. I like Boston Terriers better, though.
They talk about him on Tom, Steve, Dave, because the guy, Walt, who's the host, has a French Bulldog.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and he likes that Walter.
Here's French a little.
Two Chainz has a French Bulldog named Trappy.
Here he is. Right. He's always doing, this is his videos all the time. That's his bark.
What is that? That is horrible. I think I'd have to take him back.
He's broken.
That's
he gets 392,000 followers on Instagram. So you know the lady that owns him, she gets all sorts of
endorsements.
God, that's horrible. No. Mm-mm. No, that's awful.
I think she instigates him to make that noise, obviously.
Have you?
That's Walter Jeffrey the Frenchie. That's Walter Geoffrey the Frenchie, if you want to follow that dog that screamed.
I will do that. Have you seen that barking mouse?
No.
You got to pull up the barking mouse on YouTube.
I've seen a barking spider. Well, I've never seen it. I've just heard them and smelled them.
It's just type in moon.
I'm going to go to YouTube and do that.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Mouse barks at the moon. My friend at work came in and she said that her son was laughing so hard. And he was like, Mom, you got to come in here and see this mouse. And she said, you have to see this. It's indescribable.
All I see is barking at the moon. I don't see a mouse that barks at the moon.
There should be a mouse that barks at the moon.
Hi, Autumn.
Hey, Autumn.
Hi. There she is.
Barking mouse.
There it is.
Let's see if that works. Nope.
Sorry.
Nope. Hey. I think you're making it up.
Oh, my God, Tim. I'm going to be so upset. Autumn, have you seen this barking mouse? It's a mouse that barks at the moon.
A mouse?
Yes.
I've seen a cat that barks out his window.
Oh, that's also interesting. This is.
And he's like, oh, you see me? Meow.
No, I don't see it anywhere.
National Geographic.
On YouTube.
That's it. National Geographic.
Howling Mouse, Nat Geo.
Howling?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I watched it like 15 times.
Okay, let's see. I found the YouTube.
Believe it or not, this 6-inch carnivorous critter howls like a wolf.
It's bigger than my dick.
Grasshopper mice rise up on two legs, nose to the wind, and release a high-pitched howl to defend their territory.
Oh, yeah,
don't tell
scary.
These toughies to eat their veggies.
Wait, do you hear
they
this?
Dine on grasshoppers, worms, even spiders and scorpions, taking them down with a swift bite to the head. Now chew on this. Grasshopper mice are the only meat-eating rodents in North America.
Wow. heard Autumn's kid cough.
Oh, is she okay? It never actually played the howl?
No. Well, just played the whistle.
No, it's a howl.
Whistle of the moon.
All right, talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to find this howling mouse
All
and
right.
send it to you.
Hi, Autumn.
Hi. Sorry, my kids are... 7:30 is a tough time.
Well, you know.
8 o'clock would be better for me. Because this is like right when everybody's getting ready for bed and they're all fighting each other. And...
What'd you have for dinner?
I made...
Yeah, what'd you cook? You said earlier on social media you didn't feel like cooking dinner.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
We had banchan yesterday.
What's banchan? You went to the banchan and they have a food
counter? Oh, banchan is so good. It's like Korean fried chicken.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No.
I can get wings anywhere.
Yeah.
It's double fried and it's...
Oh, that sounds good.
And they like sound good.
Yeah, it's really good. And then the spice, you get like a regular one. It's real sweet.
I get that from Shitty Wok.
And then you get spicy one. Yeah, you can get it from Shitty Wok.
Well, just speak.
I just emailed it to you.
Oh, you emailed it. Yeah.
Shitty Wok.
Shitty Wok. You shitty Mongolian.
Shitty Mongolian, get dead at my wall.
What's mouse, wolf. Wolf, mouse, howling.
Thank
yeah.
you.
All right, here we go. Let's see if this works. It's doing the same thing.
No.
Is this the same video?
She's a wolf.
Oh.
In mouse clothing.
Damn it!
I'm listening.
Somebody probably added sound effects to the ones you saw. So.
I'm infuriated.
Speaking of that, did you see the
ghostly howl stakes claim to hectares of Sonoran
Desert? That Donald Trump hissing thing in context?
No, what is he hissing at?
So the hissing sound was added afterwards.
Oh, it
but
was.
The whole thing is him saying thank you. So it's just like the beginning of him going thank you.
Oh, so it wasn't really him hissing.
No, they added it in there after.
Like Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a nice Chianti. Hey, guys, next week is our Halloween episode. Oliver. Who the fuck is Oliver? I don't know Oliver.
Cousin Oliver.
Ira Malkin will be joining us, and it's going to be his last show for at least till the foreseeable future. We're going to post a status on our Facebook page and ask you listeners to share your favorite scary movies and TV shows. Then we'll read and play the clips that we like during next week's show. Also, Steph will be remembering Halloween 1984.
Remembering? It hasn't happened yet.
Well, that's true. It hasn't. In Detroit, it was all about Count Scary, so we'll hear all about that next week.
Count Scary.
We're also going to talk about trick-or-treating when we were kids in the 70s and 80s, and for Autumn, the 90s.
Thank you.
And we are going to be...
I trick-or-treated in the 80s.
I know you did, but you also 89. Trick-or-treated in the 90s. We're going to rank all of the Hollywood... I can't speak tonight. Halloween films.
Yeah. I have my tickets for Saturday. I'm going to see the new one.
I was supposed to see it last night. No, I was supposed to see it last night, but I was really sore because I did 3 days straight of yard work, you know, chopping up wood.
That was hellish.
And it was fun. Yeah. It was fun, but my body ached.
Yeah, my back's hurting from carrying sticks around.
And Steph has her tickets, so you'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah. Yep. And going to see it Saturday. Can't
awesome.
Wait. I mean, it's you're getting 86% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. It's just pretty
reviews.
Good on for Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm going to Virginia this weekend to see Fish at Hampton
Unless
Coliseum.
Unless it rains.
No, it's Hampton Coliseum, dude.
No, if it rains, though. Don't cancel that shit.
Better not fucking cancel. Cancel ball fucked me up. I need to get my 3-day fish fixed.
You going all three shows?
Yeah.
Wow.
I could just beat on a pot for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Whatever. You listen to hip hop. The mumbled kind. You listen to the mumbly kind.
Oh, only when I'm on lean.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So so that's what's going on, and that's where I'll be next.
Oh, yeah.
So
the weekend.
Ira doesn't hate you then?
I guess not. He wrote me a nice email.
That's lovely.
I just assume everyone hates
you
me.
Said you said he hated you.
I thought he hated me, but he's a busy guy. He's got family and he works.
And he's playing gigs. Always playing in Sandy Springs on Saturday.
See, I told him he's got to start sending us his gigs so we can plug him on the show.
Yeah, well,
I'm glad he reached out.
Yeah,
I'm
me
glad
too.
He's going to come back for one final hurrah.
I hope he brings a game. Jeff will have to hector him about that.
Yeah, we need a Halloween game.
We do.
I'm going to make a special treat that Autumn will virtually have to enjoy. I don't know. You guys can give me some requests.
I've been requesting that chili
before I go grocery
for like a
shopping.
Month.
And I'm not making chili yet. It's not cold enough yet.
You don't
yet.
Give that out on Halloween. Scoops of chili.
Here you go, kid.
Well, put your hands together.
Yeah. gross.
Depends on the neighborhood. Ew, yeah.
That's cold enough for chili.
No.
Yes, it is.
There's a Ziploc bag filled with mama's turkey chili.
I don't want no damn turkey chili.
I don't either.
It's cold enough here for chili.
Oh, I'm jealous.
You can come on up there and make us some chili.
I don't feel like making chili. Aww.
I make good chili, but I bet it's not as good as Steph's. But let's talk about the real treat.
None's as good as Ira's wife's. That white chicken chili that she makes that wins like contests and shit. It's so
white
good, Autumn.
Chicken chili.
Yes,
it's so good.
It has like I'm telling you,
Dietaids.
It beats out beef chilies. That's how good
it's
this
not
chili
technically
is.
Chili,
eat that chili, Dietaids.
Hey,
remember little Jimmy?
Dietaids.
Right after you eat that chicken chili, just right on it, got the Dietaids.
Yeah, you fucking Dietaids. What do you want from me? I didn't give him the AIDS. He just died of it, you know?
Dietaids.
It's not like, you know, he had just HIV, whatever. He just woke up one morning, he had AIDS. I don't think he's, you know... I never seen him with no dudes, maybe. I don't know. He would go away for weekends, and then he came home, and he looked sickly. I said, you better go to bed. You're looking sickly. Next morning, got AIDS.
Got AIDS or died AIDS?
I was trying to explain this joke to my mom, and she was not following.
What?
Died AIDS.
Died AIDS.
Died AIDS.
I was like, we just kept saying it over and over. That was great. And she was like, diet AIDS? I was like, no.
There used to be a diet AIDS called AIDS.
Yeah, that's
A-Y-D.
Right.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's funny.
What was your mom? What shouldn't she understand?
She just didn't. She was like, oh, diet AIDS.
That's not
no,
funny,
mom.
Adam.
I was going to say, the AIDS diet, that's a surefire weight loss right there.
Oh.
She was just not following.
Remember those before the
bad
real AIDS?
Diets,
yeah.
Powders, pills. Still, my weight's been up and down like a yo-yo until the AIDS plan taught me how to take off weight and help keep it off.
AIDS may taste like a candy, but AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy. And there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off. To help keep it off when I sometimes want things loaded with calories,
like pie.
AIDS helps put me in control.
Let the AIDS plan teach you how to take off weight and help keep it off. Try peanut butter AIDS.
He died of peanut butter AIDS.
That's a full-blown peanut butter AIDS.
I like Chicago-style AIDS.
Yeah, the crunchy AIDS. Oh, the deep-dish AIDS. Yeah, the deep-dish
AIDS.
Oh, I like my AIDS, little saucy AIDS.
I got a peanut allergy, so I can't have peanut butter AIDS.
You could have almond AIDS.
Hey, get almond AIDS. You get a...
It's like almond milk. Don't taste like the real thing. Hey.
Cashew AIDS.
Diet AIDS.
Diet AIDS.
Oh, boy. I'm going to keep the show to an hour tonight, guys.
No.
Yes.
Whatever.
I'm going to talk real slow.
You should have told me that before I drove 40 minutes.
Does that make a difference, that extra half hour?
Yeah. Well, it gives me more bang for my buck. I mean,
you already get a lot of bang for your buck.
What am I driving out here for?
That's what your gigolo's
for. You can bang
for.
Me for a buck.
Only a dollar?
Nice.
You sell yourself too short.
Pretty cheap. Jesus, just because your vagina's working again.
Some great stuff about $5 hookers and on the Ron White special, too.
All right.
So funny.
I like Ron White. He's very
funny.
The
Spoilosaurus.
Now, watch it, though. Everybody watch that Netflix Ron White special.
Speaking of spoilers, who watched The Walking Dead?
Only me.
Gno.
Did Autumn watch it?
Taking from Autumn's...
I didn't even watch
it. There you go.
I had the option. Last night, I was looking around. I knew I had no Better Call Saul anymore. Hmm. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to be watching Walking Dead. I can't.
The first two have not been that bad.
No?
Nah. I mean, it's better than last season.
Did Roseanne show up on it?
Yeah. Too soon.
Roseanne busted
out
and she goes, I'm not dead.
Well, she is dead, so she could show up on there.
Yeah, I'm going to eat your face.
Too little, too late is what I meant.
The Connors was sad, but it was still kind of funny.
Nah, it wasn't.
Nah.
You didn't think so?
I didn't watch it.
No, it was funny.
Tim's like, no, it wasn't.
Not going to watch it. Is it just a generic sitcom without Roseanne?
No, it's not. It's still got the everything.
Is Norm still a writer?
I don't know. I was trying to look in the credits, but they didn't show it.
Whitney Cummings is the biggest SJW comedian out there.
I don't think she works there anymore.
No, she quit.
Yeah.
I think that lesbian chick quit.
Sarah Gilbert?
No, the one that was on...
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes. Couldn't think of her name.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you do Wanda Sykes impression?
What you mean? Yeah,
something like that.
You could if you worked on it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Did you listen to any of that Joe Rogan?
No, I forgot. See, I went and I searched for it, and then I came back to it later. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to download that. But I still kept searching for other things.
Autumn could do a good impersonation of Roseanne Barr doing the modern aged Roseanne.
Yeah.
The slower Roseanne.
Okay.
You know, and she's a... You know, I started chain smoking. I can't do it. So
it's like you always gotta be chewing on gum.
Which is chain smoking.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
That whole podcast, you hear a lighter every third.
That was the thing. You know, like Victoria Jackson, she didn't do a lot of great impressions, but her
pot?
Roseanne was great.
Yeah. Well, they were smoking pot, but she was chain smoking.
I didn't know
she's
smoked.
She's a troubled.
She started smoking again after the thing that happened to her.
She is troubled.
After
I agree.
She died.
She like abandoned her daughter.
She OD'd.
Well, she did a lot of shit.
She
Tom
Arnold.
Old, I was like Tom Green.
What about Tom Arnold? What about him? What did he do now? Wait a minute. What did he do now?
When they were together, he would take her to ballet class, like little kid ballet class, because one of her personalities was a little girl.
Yeah, that was
Roseanne MJ. Goddamn Barr.
He fed that.
Oh my God.
So he fed her nuttiness.
Well, he was messed up too.
I mean, yeah, we were all doing coke back then. It was great.
Do you know that story about him going back to his hometown and confronting the guy that molested him?
Oh, did he?
He went and
hey, how you doing? You touched my penis. I'm not gonna confront you now.
That's a good impression. It's really good.
Thanks.
It's like a stuffy nose.
Yeah, because I don't have it. Because you know my nose is always stuffed up because I did too much coke. So I have deviated septum. Craig Gast is the best one. He sounds exactly like him.
Just like him.
And I feel like I'm stealing it from him. So.
A little bit.
But hey.
Yeah, a little bit.
Everybody does impressions of people, you know.
Yeah, that voice can die.
I saw Frank Caliendo the other night during Monday Night Football tweeting, I got to learn how to do Jason Witten's voice. That guy's the worst broadcaster I've ever heard. He got hit in the head too many times. Yeah, it is sad. But yeah. He's like, what did he call Sam? Yeah, he called him Sam. He called Aaron Rodgers Sam Rodgers.
Sam Rodgers.
And then he said, he goes, look at him walking back to the sideline, arm bloody. But you know, he pulled a rabbit out of his head.
Nice.
And then
they should just keep him just like, uncle, whatever.
Said,
Can't do it.
San Francisco's got to stop kicking themselves in the foot.
Oh, man.
It's bad. I felt bad for him. You know, that show, I don't like Monday Night Football anyway. I don't like that booger guy.
Where's John Madden now? Is he just
dead?
Like in a room?
No, he's not dead.
Dying.
Probably just rolling around in money.
He's passed.
I mean, that's why I wonder, like, you don't see him at all. So that's usually they close them off somewhere when they're getting ready to die. You know, you just don't see them the last year or two.
I think Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are probably the best on Fox. And then on CBS, you have, Tony Romo, who's pretty good, with Jim Nantz. Those guys are both good. Jim Nantz has the best broadcaster voice, I think.
Which one's the skinny one?
No, Jim Nantz is the guy that talks like this. He's very paced, and he's got a nice resonance in his voice, and he also does golf.
I can't picture what he looks like.
I like Mike Tirico.
Mike Tirico. What is he on? Thursday? No. Thursday night's Troy Aikman, and...
he's on...
Mike Tirico used to be on Monday Night Football.
Mike Tirico!
Tirico Nissan Sunday Football. Like
shit, I don't know.
Yeah, right, but I like Mike Tirico.
I like Dan Fouts. He used to be on Monday Night Football. Everybody hated Dan Fouts.
Who was it? Oh my God! Remember whenever Boomer Esiason, when he would commentate on the sideline, and he'd always
Boomer.
Swear to God, every single time he would try to bring up a reason to say Foge Fazio. He would always bring
Foge Fazio
always, or Ernie Zambezi. He just likes saying Ernie Zambezi. But it's like this has nothing to do with the game that we're watching at all.
Right.
Here, Boom.
Boomer was a good sideline. OJ was a great sideline reporter.
Oh really?
Yes, he was. He was a very good sideline reporter.
I don't remember him being.
He worked for NBC.
God, I don't remember that.
All right, now, what the defense needs to do is they need to get out there and start, you know, they got to do a really good job. Oh, hang on a minute. I got to go kill somebody.
This was it. Like, I remember him playing football, barely, like, footage of
it. I loved him
when I was a kid. Then Naked Gun, then he killed his wife. That's all I remember.
Allegedly.
I watched
allegedly.
The Saturday Night Live that he hosted, or he came out in the Conehead.
Right.
And, I watched that live because my mom was a bad mother. Let me stay up late. I watched the first one with Steve Martin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
When he was a wild and crazy guy?
When he put the arrow on his head,
I just
pissed myself in bed. That was so funny.
Oh, God. When he played that banjo and sing those stupid songs,
mm-hmm.
Laughed myself till I fell out of the
bed. Then you get a little older and start listening to his humor and you realize how fucking brilliant it is.
Oh, sure.
The writing.
But you
we're really going all over the place.
Him and Martin Short, their thing that they did.
Yeah.
Martin
They're
Short.
Coming back to Atlanta again.
Oh, God, he was so funny.
I've told Tim to try and hook us up.
What, is the tickets are like $350 again?
Yeah, but Tim knows somebody at the
Yeah, they're not going to give you free tickets to that. I'll ask, but I doubt it.
Whatever happened to Bert Kreischer? We hear from him.
They added a second show.
Yeah, they did add a second show. I reached out to his PR guy, and he said,
suck it.
He'd let us know.
Why don't you just ask Bert?
I don't know. I'm not like
Ask the machine. See what the machine can
Tim,
do.
Tim, I feel like he would remember you from the show.
I know he'd remember me.
Well, then you reach out to him.
Keep talking.
Tell him you're
okay,
on that.
Okay, you reach out to him. Listen, I want to say really quick that story about Tom Arnold, because I feel like if I were listening to the show, I'd be like, what happened to Tom Arnold? What
I agree.
Really quick, he went back to his hometown. So in his hometown, molested by this dude. Not molested, maybe like, you know, not just diddled.
Fiddled with.
Maybe more than that.
Raped?
They fiddled about. Yeah, I think stuff like that happened. There were some like hardcore things. Anyway, so, and then as a young adult, he worked in a slaughterhouse in his town. And then he left and he, you know, did whatever. And then he came back to his town, got a bunch of his slaughterhouse buddies and like went searching for him. They posted all these pictures of him, like posters all over the town saying who he was and how he had molested him and who else he had molested in the town. And he was like in the process of adopting a bunch of kids from another family. And I think he had his own kids, but then he was adopting some more victims, basically. So he went and he found him in his office. He like burst through that kind of thing. He said it was like a secretary trying to stop him, like in a movie.
Wow. You know?
He burst through, he was yelling at him, cursing at him, left a bunch of the flyers all around the office and then left. And then the next day, a magistrate in the town called him and talked to him and said that they were not going to let him have those kids.
Wow. Huh. Did his own kids ever say that they raped him?
I don't know. He didn't really talk about those kids, but he just said that a lot of times, like Dr. Drew says, a lot of times confronting your abuser is not the thing that you think it will be. Tom Arnold said, like, in this case, it was pretty great because he stopped those kids from getting adopted by that guy.
Sure.
Yeah. He was going to adopt these kids and then raise them on his own. He could use them as a sex toy later on in life. But right now, I got to tape of Donald Trump say the N word, and I can't wait to.
Is that true?
No, of course it's not. If it were true, right? It would have been leaked by now.
Because he said that AJ Benza had it, and he and Benza talked and was like, no, I don't have that.
Who's Donald Trump? Isn't he just like this rich guy?
Yeah, it's 1984.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Who is he?
Oh, he's the guy that owns all those buildings in New York. He's a real estate developer.
He was a guy in Home Alone 2.
That hadn't been released yet.
No.
Neither at Home Alone.
That's my reference.
He's big in Atlantic City in the 80s, right?
Yeah, but first in New York.
Right. Isn't it weird to think of who that was?
He was on Oprah the other day.
When you were growing up, who was?
Who, Donald Trump?
And then
Trump?
Who he is today? Yes.
I knew who he was. I was very familiar with him.
No, I'm not saying you didn't know. I'm saying think about that, like who he was then.
Right.
And now he's the president?
Yeah, no one ever thought that.
Did people think that about Reagan?
No.
I mean, not to the same extent, well, not but to, because like when we he have became, an actor as a president. What the
when heck? He became governor of California, yeah. I mean, after his first term, people said, yeah, he was going to run. He ran in 1976. He primaried Ford and lost because it's always difficult to take out the incumbent president. But he primaried him and lost. So he came back in 1980, and people didn't really want him because he was conservative wing. And George Bush Sr. was the front runner. But it ended up being Reagan. And to please the moderates in the party, they brought George Bush in. Bush was a pro-choice guy. He was a typical Rockefeller guy. He didn't care about social issues. But somehow during the Reagan administration, George Bush became a right-winger.
Well.
Not gonna do it. This aggression will not stand.
This aggression will not stand.
Man, I'm talking about drawing a line in the sand.
My buddies didn't die face down in the muck.
Roseanne, my buddies didn't die face down in the muck so you could overdose on opioids.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. John Goodman is so good on the Connors. It's worth watching just for him.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. Could he do anything? I feel like he could do anything.
I just feel like he's so much better than that show now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's great on the show. He catapulted into a whole nother stratosphere than just a sitcom actor for me over the years.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I know a lot of big actors, they do TV now and it's great and everything. But him, I don't like seeing him relegated again to a laugh track or whatever the hell.
Well, I think he did it because he wanted to.
I get that, but I don't want him to. So that's just my doing choice. I don't like seeing him like that. I like seeing him acting in real stuff.
Doing a sitcom is like having a 9-to-5 job. You get weekends off. You get work during the day.
I only want him in Coen Brothers movies, and that's it. That's all.
I want another network to offer Roseanne a show and put it on against the Connors and have it win. That would be funny. That one.
Old subversive Tim.
Would they replace
subscribe to our YouTube channel?
What?
Would they replace the original characters?
She wants you to subscribe to her YouTube
versions
channel.
Of John Goodman.
No, I'm saying she could just do a new sitcom. Just do a new show and
put
it on.
That Scientology network.
She doesn't want that. She doesn't want to do it.
I know. I think this is all... Eric Von Essler was saying I was nuts this morning, but I got to fall back to thinking that this was all planned from the beginning. That there was no way you could convince ABC to bring back that family without Roseanne and call it the Connors. You also wouldn't have been able to get John Goodman. The only reason he came on board is because of Rosie. So Roseanne comes on the show. They do a season. They already lined it up to where she was going to die. I mean, obviously, the opioid thing. Plus, she had surgery on her knee.
Well, they knew she was going to... What you think they knew? She was going to tweet something so blasphemous that they could use
See,
it
she tweeted far worse things than that. I think
they were just waiting for the
I
time.
I think it was all manipulated. I think a lot of that shit is manipulated. I think the stuff she's doing... Now, the other part
You're
of
nuts.
Me... Well, the other part of me is saying... Maybe she fucked up, but that tweet was so innocuous compared to some of the other things she said.
I forget what she said.
She said, Valerie Jarrett is what you get when you something and something have a baby. And one thing she mentioned was Planet of the Apes. Which everybody, she didn't know that, I didn't know Valerie Jarrett was African American. So
I don't know who Valerie Jarrett is.
She claims that she didn't know.
I don't know. Who knows? Then she said she had Ambien. Then she said, you got to listen to the Joe Rogan. Or she tries to explain it. She says it's six
times. I just watched those.
I couldn't sleep.
You watch it? Well, watch it on YouTube then. The whole thing's on YouTube.
I said I just watched the...
South Park.
South Park's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, last week's?
Yeah. I watched... Slambian. So I've seen all three episodes of this season.
What do you think so far?
I liked it. It was a little... it really is like the smartest show.
It really is.
Yeah. I really... And I again, I was thinking about...
The problem with the poo?
The PC
I was
babies.
Thinking about the
Bye
first
to hell, everybody.
Times that I was watching that with like my family during Christmas. We were watching the like Santa versus Jesus.
You're so lucky, Autumn. Oh my God. Yeah. My mom would put a powder circle around us and ask God to save us.
A powder circle. Spread salt in a circle.
Right.
Keeping Jesus safe.
Yeah, and just like even like the Mr. Hank, the Christmas, and just watching those episodes.
He loves
and
me.
I'm
I
actually
love
getting
you.
Sick of it. Like, this is all so silly. But then it got so smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just interesting how they can take a topic and really talk about the honest issues within those topics without getting villainized as like you're against a movement or you're with us and I thought you were with us and now you're not. You know what I mean? They're able to just...
Yeah, it's like whatever part of society you identify with, they lampoon both sides. So nobody can
like
really
the shit
get mad.
Like sandwich versus a douche or whatever.
Right. They're like, it's like how Chappelle's show used to do.
Right.
I mean, he was so masterful at putting everybody's shit on blast, every race, and that's why everybody loved it.
Right. And I liked those too when... we could make fun of everybody.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, when we really start saying you can't make fun of a group, then you're saying that they are better or worse.
You're not
right?
saying you're they're saying, better. You're saying basically when
like they can't handle it.
When a progressive, and it's usually, here's the script. You find some blue-haired, skinny, progressive white woman who just got
blue-haired
her degree
from the new Star Wars?
You're generalizing, but okay.
I know I am. She got her degree from some liberal arts college, and then she goes and works for Vox or Vulture or one of those stupid blogs where, you know, that's the job you get now when you go take a gender study course and you get a degree in that. Well, you can go write for a fucking blog. Anyway, they'll say, black people, they just need protection from evil white people. And they automatically assume... My perception of that is that those people think that for some reason minorities are weak and need to be protected when minorities aren't weak.
No, I see a lot of black people get very angry on Twitter and say, stop white woman splaining this to me.
Shut the fuck up.
Blah,
we can take care of ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you have the Hotep movement, like Uncle Hotep and those guys who were like, fuck this shit. You know, we're going to be just, you know, it's interesting.
It's 1984. I don't know anything about any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
How was V? Did you like V?
V was so good.
Oh, the special effects
and
are the
I
tits.
Had tickets to Prince. I've watched Purple Rain 12 times.
Oh. God, I got that.
Steve Carell said that they would never be able to make
the Office
reboot because, or even an Office now, because Michael Scott is so inappropriate.
But that's insane. That's insane. And
that's the point.
But they still show it on Netflix, and everybody gets it, and everybody still laughs. Right. So I don't know. I think he's wrong. I definitely think he's wrong.
I think
about
he said it tongue in cheek because he was being snide.
Always Sunny, that Time's Up episode.
Yeah, I finally watched that.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that.
She walks in and goes, "Time's up, bitches."
No, at the end, though, when Dennis is doing his whole monologue,
yeah.
And he's like, "It doesn't matter, time's up." And right. He's just going from one to the other. Oh, my God, it was just so
then
genius.
Then D says, "He had a big dick." And Charlie goes, "Yeah, I know, I saw it in the bathroom."
It's so genius.
I loved it when Cartman was telling Kyle, like, "It's 2018, man."
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And when you're covered, like you helped someone out that was shitty, and you got
covered in shit.
Covered in shit.
2018.
And now no one
told
wants to touch you because you. And that's what happens, right? The left are eating their own.
Yes. The PC babies.
Yeah.
They don't even know why they're
the
crying.
PC babies. That was funny.
That sub story was so fantastic.
Yeah, that was.
He's trying to come to grips with the fact that he's the father of these kids, but they're so ingrained in their ideology that he can't fucking break out of it. And you can see it on his face. I mean, he's a cartoon.
I'm a strong woman. I'm a strong woman.
Yeah,
but that is true. You think people probably go through that.
Right.
Not to that extreme, of course.
People just believe these ideals of what they're supposed to be now instead of just being what they want.
Right.
Just being. Yeah. And being what you want. And if you encounter someone with an issue with that, you're going to be way more open to thinking, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't say something like that. Or maybe you would say, no, I think it's okay to say something like that. And then if the other person is also being open and honest with themselves, then they would say, oh, I guess we're just different. And then we'd walk on with our lives.
Well, great. And I'll say this. It was a few years ago, like maybe 5 or 6 years, maybe 8 years ago.
1979?
Maybe 10, maybe 12.
It was like 7 years ago. Like, I would still take people's opinion about, you know, like how I handle things in my marriage or whatever. You know, you take their opinion or whatever.
1984.
So anyway. Yes, I was. I was a child bride. But, you know, like, I don't give a crap. So I'll bring the plate of food to my husband. I'll make him dinner.
Yeah.
I'll hand him something.
Good. And that's what you should do.
But they'll be like, oh, that's some, you know, old school.
Antiquated relationship.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, no, because I just do that. I mean, that's just... It's just, I want to do
her
that.
Her husband lets her wear shoes in the kitchen.
Thank you.
I'm
allowed to wear shoes in the house. But I'm just saying, people will try and tell you, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. Like, you're a strong woman and get your own damn plate and blah, blah, blah. Well, you take your divorced ass and go with your 12 cats and go live in a fucking box somewhere. I like
it. Or if it works for you.
It works for me. I like it.
That's a big thing in the mom community.
What is?
Where if it works for you, you know, like, if you're having trouble with if you don't want to have your baby, you don't want to have. OK, they're having trouble going to sleep. Sorry. I'm thinking about opening the door for my cat. Hold on. Yeah.
How do you have a cat?
How or why?
Oh, yeah, you're allergic to cats.
I know. I take a Flonase now and it's awesome.
Oh, that's so sweet. Autumn.
It's changed my life. Flonase and Symbicort.
You know, people could do this.
My DNA is being altered, but at least I got a cat.
I don't know how many people surrender their animals because I have an allergy. We'll take some Flonase like
all. Oh, yeah. Flonase has changed my life.
Flonase is the tits.
Yeah. That and my Symbicort makes my asthma not happen. Okay. So what was I saying? When your babies can't sleep at night and you're starting back to work, you're working full time, your partner's full time.
Give them a little liquor, right?
Well, yeah. You're just like
Bincatini.
A little whiskey in their milk. Yeah. No, some people don't want to sleep train their babies, which there's a big spectrum of sleep training. It could be like, I close the door at 7 p.m. and I don't open it back up until 7 a.m. And if they scream and they die, I don't care because I'm sleep training. Or you can be like, you can do it with, you know, emotional presence to help them, to teach them to sleep. Anyway, it's a really tough thing to do. Moms that have to do it, it's the only way they're going to survive their world that they're in. And a lot of moms judge other moms for doing it because they think, you know, you're scarring your baby. And it does. There are studies that say it's not good for them. But what
isn't good for them?
Screaming and crying when they need you. They need to be picked up. We're like marsupials that need to be close to us and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know
that.
Anything about that.
So, I mean, there's a safer time to do it. But even the moms... that do it will still encounter other moms who say, like, oh, well, I didn't do that because it's going to ruin the baby.
Yeah, well, then it comes back to do what you do, right? You do you.
That's what I'm saying. And so if it works for you right now, the staying up all night with your baby because they can't sleep is not working for you. So you have to do what you need to do to survive.
My mom put a wolf in the room with me.
But you know what? But for me,
wolf had a knife. Yeah.
I didn't have them cry it out, but that's because it worked for me. I was able to stay up with them. And
I feel like you're not going to have serial killers. I feel like there's going to be more serial killers from the screaming babies.
Right. Okay. Than so you. Like I said, there's an intense way that people do it.
What turns them gay?
Molestation.
Stop it. Oh my God. Get me out of here.
No, listen. Honestly, let me say for real.
Oh, I can't handle it.
Let me say for real. What makes someone gay? This is what I think.
You're born
and
that
I have
way.
A PhD. So
Doctor.
She got a PhD
Fritz
in queerdom.
Fisher.
Yeah. So I think there are predispositions and some are, you know, more intense than others to be homosexual. And if you're a little monkeyed with as a kid, some of those predispositions ramp up.
I got monkeyed with, and that just turned me into a chronic masturbator.
Well, aww. And you have other...
Is my monkeyed with you?
Mm-hmm.
You never said
a woman,
that,
though. I'm no queer.
Oh, God.
So a man tried to monkey with you, and you ran away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
After he fucked me.
Oh, come on. Died AIDS.
There's some great stuff in the Ron White special about him. He's like, I'm not gay, but.
Go ahead.
I was watching this show and I thought, you know, if Chris Hemsworth was in this and he had his shirt off, this would be a lot better movie.
The more though, but has it been an adult? Everybody been molested?
Let me just say.
I don't know.
I have not been molested.
I have not either, but it seems like a lot of people have. No, it seems like a lot of people
have
been molested.
It isn't funny, but however, this modern era of how it's dealt with is way different than how it was dealt with just 20 years ago. And there are, I've heard from different therapists and different psychologists or people that are grown up in or adults and can say this with authority. They say, you got to get over things. Now, it is hard for some people to get over things. Some people bury it. Some people don't. But, you know, you can't carry shit with you everywhere you go the rest of your life. You have to let some of it go. And it's difficult to do that.
The problem comes in, though, when you try and get over it and you're like, oh, it happened. I don't even remember it. So it doesn't affect me. And then, I'm speaking as like a woman. Mm-hmm. And then you get into real shitty relationships, you have a weird kid with them, and then you dump them or something, and then you find another child molester to molest your own kid.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's how these cycles continue themselves.
Right.
And maybe a man, maybe like you don't turn into a molester, but you find, you know,
I didn't.
All kind of, right. But you find some other shitty way to live because you...
Just because I like to fuck animals don't make me sick.
But you know what? Someone described it like this, and I thought it was great. You break a kid's compass early, and then they're trying to navigate their entire life with that broken compass. So no wonder they do fucked up things, get into stupid relationships, get, you know, people who abuse them, who abuse their own, have kids early because they're trying to replace the
I broke my compass a couple years ago, which is why I need to get that, you know, shock therapy.
You know, this is all I do is listen to the serial killer stuff.
Yes.
And almost every single one of them, there's very few except for like maybe Ted Bundy and a few others that had horrible childhoods. Mm-hmm. It always starts in the childhood. It's almost always the mother did some sick ass shit.
Women
to
who fucked their kids up.
Almost always the mother humiliating the son, molesting them, or having sex in front of them with like just random dudes.
Yeah.
Just it's always stuff like that that ends up causing them. That and a head injury. Mm-hmm. So you take that.
I've heard the head injury.
Yes,
thing.
Autumn. It's like 85% of all serial killers had a head injury as a child. So something gets knocked.
Pete has hurt his head so many times.
Do not humiliate him, Autumn. Do not make him wear your clothes. Do not.
We fill up the changing tables, fall off the bed.
Get him circumcised now.
Oh my God, Steph. When I told you that and you were like, oh my God, no, get him circumcised right now. I later was listening to a drag queen on this YouTube channel that I watched, and he was like, oh, and he was uncircumcised and I could smell it from before.
Anyway,
he loved it. He
watched
like,
The Walking Dead.
He liked it.
Woo! Woo-wee!
He was in Brazil.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that Brazilian schmegma is way better than American schmegma.
Let me tw- a different pecan.
A pecan aftertaste.
That cheese down south tastes better.
But my
mama's cook.
I was going to swirl this around and make this back into a movie
what,
thing.
The schmegma?
No, the serial killer thing. So I had an idea about, okay, so what if there was like this person, this woman, because it's like 90% women that are into this serial killer shit. So she listens to the true crime podcast all the time and everything. And she has an orphanage and she takes in kids and she decides to use the formula that caused Gacy, that caused Bundy, that whatever. And she does.
Them?
Yes. She does the exact same abuse that was done to them, to not Bundy, but Gacy and like all the other ones.
Right.
And tries to make her own serial killers.
Making a killer.
Making a killer. And I thought about maybe Serial Killer Factory or something like that. Yes, but yes, making a killer.
Freak Factory.
But Murder by Numbers.
One, two, three.
Death by Numbers.
So Netflix, if you're listening.
They're not.
That's interesting.
You could greenlight me. This could be a series.
I can't remember who it was, but maybe you'll know. One of them was sick as a kid and had to go in quarantine. Hmm. Oh, my God. And I don't want to say because I might cry. But she said that she just, this made me cry a lot when Ellie was new. Because she said that her son went in, was sick, was in quarantine. And then when he came out, the light was gone in his eyes. And he was just a little baby boy.
Aww. There's a lot of them like that, though. They all say that was like whenever the light's gone or whatever. Richard Ramirez.
When the lights go down in my baby.
Hey, Steph, it's 1984. There's this dude, Jeffrey Dahmer. He wants you to stop by his house.
He wouldn't be asking for me.
No, but.
Yeah, you're not a skinny Asian.
No, maybe Wesley. Wesley, what's his name? Wesley Dodd, the child killer. He'd probably be all about me in 84.
Bernie Getz wants to know if you want to ride in the subway with him.
Oh, okay, sure. I did almost
You'll
get.
Be safe.
I told you guys that one time. I did almost get snatched one time when
you
I
did?
Was like 10.
Ooh.
Like 8. Yeah, I sure did. I was walking home from school, and this is back in Detroit, and it's a short walk home, but I had to go under. Viaducts is what we call them, where the trains go overhead. So go under there, and then this dude pulled up beside me, and he was riding a little slow, and he told me to get in the car, and I was like, no.
I got some candy for you.
No, and I was a little chump a chub. It's not like I could run really fast either. You know, I had my little husky jeans on. And,
get away from me, man.
And I just busted ass running, and he was like flying beside me, but luckily,
serpentine.
I didn't know serpentine. That's
what my parents always said. If somebody's shooting at you,
I could barely run straight on. Well, and luckily there was a person. I ran up to their house and knocked on the door, and the guy let me in. And I told him, I was like, ah. So I go home and tell my mom.
What if that guy's house would have been Jeffrey Dahmer's house?
Well, that would have just been my luck, I guess, at that time.
Come
but
in.
I was going to tell my mom about it, and my mom says, "Well, just pay more attention when you walk home from school.
Run faster tomorrow.
Just make sure you look around more."
No.
Ghostbusters will save
you. Get the candy, then don't get in the car. Hey, free candy.
My mom, she was really having a lot of mental problems at that time, so it was more than she could deal with.
All right.
Man.
Excuse me.
This has been a good show.
I'm not bored.
Keep it canon, everybody.
I'm not bored at all. I'm just tired. So, The Walking Dead. How are the ratings for this week?
Terrible.
Were they higher or lower than last week? The premiere.
I think the same as last week.
So they're keeping steady.
Yeah. But
by the way, the Roseanne or the Connors were half the size of the debut of Roseanne.
Oh.
Which is understandable, but they were still high. Sure.
What about the previous episode?
Well, the previous episode of Walking Dead was down.
Yeah, down 50% from last year.
From last year, I mean, of Roseanne.
I don't know, but Michael Rooker didn't even watch The Walking Dead this week.
Oh, hell no.
Why aren't you watching it, Michael?
I ain't saying that crap. I ain't been on that show in a long time.
You watched the Great British Bacon Show, don't you, Mike?
I watched Great British Bacon Show, but you know what?
What?
Where's that Mary Berry at?
Mary and Berry?
No, man, what the fuck? Mary Berry?
Former mayor of Washington, D.C., Mary and Berry. Oh, he had the gas machine in his garage.
Hey.
Gasification machine.
Tired of this... Rick and Rick. Tell me the truth. What show is she on? She got a new show. Steph, you said something.
It's the Best British Home Cook.
Oh, man. Hold on. Best.
Michael.
Look, we don't have time for you to Google, Michael.
Hold on.
Or do you use Bing?
I use Ask Jeeves, motherfucker.
That doesn't exist anymore.
That's Best Bank Show. What?
You don't use Dogpile?
Let me go to Excite.
I ain't watching that crap.
You're not watching The Big Show?
No, man. I'm talking about the...
Walking...
Stupid Walking Dead.
Well, Jeff says...
Show should have been over months ago.
Spoiler alert. Jeff said that Aaron lost his arm.
What the fuck kind of bullshit? Who's Aaron?
I don't know.
Ross Marquand, you know, dude that does the impressions.
Did they give him? Did they give him like that Gengar? Bayonet?
Oh, stop it!
Where was he? Was he on my season?
No, stop! I don't think he was. You're not. You're not supposed to say things about LGBTQ people.
You can't joke about them,
right?
He does some great impressions, though.
Yeah, he does great impressions.
Oh, I thought you were going to continue doing Michael Rooker.
I can't because the stupid kids are next door. And Pete, I can hear him knocking at the door. Not my door, but his door.
Hey, is Michael Rooker in there?
Mommy, Michael Rooker here. I do Michael Rooker for the kids, and Ellie's like, Mommy, stop.
Yeah.
I hate rednecks.
I'll do all kinds of little voices for her. She's like, no, Mom.
Why doesn't she like him?
I don't know. Maybe she thinks, like, you're not doing your voice, and that's weird and scary.
I used to do an impression of Jeff's dad when I was having sex with someone.
What?
And that impression goes how?
Who's next?
Oh, who's next? Come on.
He was our speech. He was our oral communications teacher, our professor. Jeff's dad was a great professor. But instead of assigning people to go, you know, you would you'd go in there and, you know, these are the dates you're supposed to do the speech and this is the topic. He would sit there and he'd go, who's first? And then if nobody got up, he would make somebody get up and do it. And then after that person was done, instead of saying, okay, you go, he would say, who's next?
Ah.
Who's next?
Who's next?
And this is how he used to answer the phone. Hello. Is Jeff home? Will you tell him Tim called?
This is a speech person?
And I would say, all right, goodbye. Click.
Say hi, Timmy.
No. He was fucking with
you.
He
didn't suffer fools.
His dad, your dad wasn't mean, was he?
No.
He was not mean. He was just, he would fuck with you. We probably annoyed the shit out of him.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, you had Jeff for a son. I mean, God bless it.
Yeah.
You want to beat the shit out of him day and night with his fresh mouth.
Jeff was a good kid. He always kept his room tidy and he did the dishes, yeah, mowed the lawn, just like me.
You guys were both a regular Wally and
I had to clean the
beaver over there.
Wally and...
I was lumpy.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. I was trying to think of.
So anyway, God, we're really, I don't care. We're having a fun show.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
So yeah, the dude, a tree fell on that dude's arm and they had to cut it off. Kind of right. Like Rick in the comic books.
How lame, a tree fell on his arm.
When's Rick gonna?
So stupid.
I know, I keep saying like,
when's Rick?
One of these motherfuckers die of blood poisoning or something?
Died AIDS. Rick died.
Bring
when's
AIDS
Rick
back.
Gonna die?
Probably right before or right after the mid-season finale.
All right.
Mid-season break.
So if you're hopefully radio before. And you're out there and you're still watching it and you still love it, feel free to give us shit on our Facebook page or on our Twitter page, which is at, is it a page? Or Twitter, whatever. @radio_labyrinth or @radiolabyrinth. We own both of them. And we're going to make the jump to the full one eventually. You can also follow us on Instagram @radiolabyrinth. And our Facebook page is what? Radio Labyrinth. It's easy to find.
And Radio Labyrinth Radio Shack.
Yeah, we have that. Yeah, that's fun. You can interact with the other radios. It's Radio Run. We don't get involved. Walker Stalker Con is, a week away.
Yep.
October 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Georgia World Congress Center. For tickets and information and to see the full lineup of guests, go to walkerstalkercon.com and then choose Atlanta. Some of this year's guests are Greg Nicotero, who we'll be talking about in a few minutes. Because we, Steph and I both watched The History of Horror.
So good.
I watched it too.
Yeah, good episode, wasn't it?
Yep.
Dana.
Deniger.
Yeah, whatever. Can't she just be Dana? Melissa McBride, Norman Reedus, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Stephen Wynn. John.
Berenthal.
John Berenthal. Emily Kinney, Michael Kudlitz, Chandler Riggs, Josh McDermott, Christian Saratos, Alana Masterson, Seth Gilliam, Michael Rooker, David Morrissey, Lori Holden, Irony Singleton, Kim Dickens, Garrett Dillahunt, Maggie Grace, and plenty more where that came from. We have interview requests out, but we probably won't get any, but we're hoping to talk to Garrett Dillahunt and Kim Dickens, mostly about, of course, Deadwood's return, Irony Singleton, Ross Marquand, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Seth Gilliam, and Melissa McBride. So everybody go and buy tickets to that, and we'll be right back.
This is Charles Barkley, and I just ran into Tim Andrews at a gas station. I was buying lottery tickets for the big giveaway this week. I could use $800 million. Who couldn't? And one thing I noticed about Tim, unlike the last time I saw him outside of Publix, is that he cleaned his car. That's very good, because you got a nice car, Tim. You got to keep that clean. I just want to say hello to Radio Labyrinth patrons and welcome Radio Labyrinth's newest patron, Adam Kelly. He signed up last week. Welcome to the show, Adam. If you want to become a Radio Labyrinth patron, don't send lottery tickets. Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, and that way you can sign up. They got a whole bunch of different things you can sign up for at different levels. He'll do a drawing for you. I know he said he wouldn't, but he will. He changed, so he'll go back to doing them doodles. Now let's do shout-outs. Aaron Roberts, A.J. Dysart, Al McKeon, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Hopkins, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Kohar, Chris Knight, Chris Wylett, Christopher Costantino, Colin Ullman, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, Darren Downey, Davis C. Funk and the Funky Bunch, Dean Poole, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dennis Davis, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Herb Lamb, J.B., Jeremy Truman, John Bennett, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Perales, Joshua Schiffer, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Beatty, Lauren Calderman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Mark Jones, Mark Piero, Mark Wyland, Matt Carter, Matt Talley, Matt Tenaglia, Mike D., Mike Hall, Mike Spidler, Nicholas Frank, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan O'Connor, Ryan Humans, Seth Ingram, Sean Hall, Sherry Dougherty, Stephanie Kaminsky, Trent, Wayne Blair, Wendy Muller, and Zach Pittman. You want to sign up, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And remember, keep your car clean.
This Saturday, October 20th, come out to the Downtown Pooch in Roswell from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. and meet several of the cutie pop pups. Barktown Dog Rescue will be out there pedaling in this delicious fall weather. There was a wine tasting last weekend in downtown Roswell, so we had several happy drunks stop by and try to make out with the dogs. But the dogs didn't mind, so feel free to come by and give them a smooch if you want, and maybe even shoot for something more long-term and make them a member of your family. That's also cool. Remember, even if you're not looking for another permanent family member, you can always be a foster. We need fosters really bad. Or if you just like to help out by picking up dogs from high-kill shelters and giving them their freedom ride, which also feels pretty good, we would love to have you do that. So just go to barktowndogrescue.org and fill out an application to volunteer or foster. That would be awesome. And of course, this is the last week to adopt a scrumptious dog or kitty for free at the Gwinnett County Animal Shelter. And as always, that's microchipped, spayed, neutered, and vaccinated for free. It's the best deal in town, and we have something for everyone. So come help our animals have a not-so-scary Halloween and give them a home. Adopt, don't shop, and keep it canine.
Yeah. Woof. And we're back.
Oh, we're back. Woo. Wow, that was awesome.
What a fun break.
I know. I went... drove around the world.
I traveled. Saw everything.
Oh, so rest in peace, Dennis Hoff, huh?
Yep. Spent his last hours with Ron
so
Jeremy.
Sad.
You can't hassle the Hoff.
Can't hassle the Hoff. You know, I've talked to that guy on the phone.
Yeah.
I've had several conversations with him and emailed him and stuff. So I feel like
you
I know
him
when you were setting up your appointments.
Yeah.
No, he would always say, "Tim, you come out of here. You can hang out here. I'll take you. We'll take care of you."
Oh, that's fun.
You didn't want to go? I figured you'd be all into that one chick. What's the one that was real famous on there?
Who? Air Force Amy? Amy? She looked like a dude.
No. The real cute
one.
There you go.
Oh,
Soprano.
I loved her.
Oh my god, that was like, yeah. I heard about her a lot.
She was hot,
but she was like looked like the girl next door.
If the girl next door had fake tits.
And that other porn star, too, worked there.
A lot of them did. Sunny Lane.
Yeah.
What was the one that...
Her parents ran her entire career.
Yeah.
What was the one that didn't do ladies? She was straight dudes only.
I don't know.
The blonde-haired girl.
She was really...
And she was like a big deal whenever she came into the house.
Yeah.
Only fat truckers. I mean, have to look like my dad.
Whatever. Everybody has their opinion about a brothel and everything, but he definitely was an interesting character. And
the show was a good show.
The show was interesting as well. It was entertaining.
Except it was...
Well, you know, it's prostitutes and whatever, and it's uncomfortable for some people. But Dennis Hoff was a decent guy, you know.
I felt like those women were safe. Nothing's going to happen to them. It was a hell of a lot better than walking the stroll or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, and most of them are going to be prostitutes anyway, so at least
CC
they're...
beat the shit out of you.
Who?
Those documentaries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Pimps Up, Hose Down and all that.
And
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, this is
Ice-T. Those were the best.
Yeah.
Pimping ain't easy. That's why
I work on SVU
now.
She's like, I'll give you a blowjob in the back of your car.
Oh, that ugly, that weird looking. I don't want to say
like
ugly,
the
but the
teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want me to suck that in that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so sad what their lives must have been to lead them to that. It's so terrible.
I'm going to the baller's ball. Ice-T.
I never bought him as a pimp. I don't know.
Because he has a lisp?
No, just because he's such a decent guy on SVU. I know
he's so not a decent guy.
On SVU.
You remember Body Count?
Cop Killer.
Yeah, I remember. But I like that song, Colors. Cool.
Oh, that was the jam.
Cool. Look at cool. all these colors.
No, not
Robert
that.
Duvall loved him in that movie.
This is Batman.
I also had my Benetton Colors cologne.
Ooh.
Steph, that movie doesn't come out for 4 more years.
Well, we're future talking.
That's right, Bagman.
I was in love with her in the 80s.
What's her face? Pena?
No.
No, I'm thinking of Elizabeth Pena.
Elizabeth Pena was cute for a while, but this chick, Maria Chiquita Alonso.
Oh, yeah, she was all tittied up in Moscow on the Hudson.
Yeah. That's right, Bagman. She was cute, though. She had that funny voice. She's a good actress.
Yeah, wait a minute. And she wasn't Total Recall. She was Running Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, you have all these tapes. These are on the band list.
Everybody does it.
I want to go back and watch this Cat House show.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on HBO
somewhere.
Some
good. Yeah. There's some real good episodes on there.
Also, rest in peace, Sears.
Yep.
Oh,
who?
Sears.
Oh, yeah,
just
man.
Sears.
Sears is dying.
You don't have to worry about it in 1984, though. It's all good in 1984.
And like I said, you know, and I did tweet this, but I was so serious. When I was a kid, that was the only place we could find pants for my little fat ass. Is we had to go to Sears, and we had to go to the Husky section, and my mom would always have to hem them, because they would fit me in my little fat waist, but they were still too long. Yeah.
That's the only place. In 1984... Speaking of which, in the Sears Christmas Wish Book, which, by the way, everybody got that in their house, right?
No, it was like, oh, God.
Yeah, that was like Hustler for a 10-year-old. you know, they had the Garfield. Look at these pictures. They're great. The Scrumptious Strawberry Shortcake House.
Oh, my God. Apple Dumpling was my favorite strawberry shortcake.
That Lego castle.
It smells so good.
I wanted that Lego castle so bad.
I had this, the Dukes of Hazzard car with Bo and Luke in it. It's very problematic now.
Oh, my God. If you had that in the box, do you know how much that would be worth?
Oh, shitloads. Oh, God, these stupid GoBots. I hate it. And Transformers were cool. Return of the Jedi, those toys were huge.
Yeah, the Rancor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Rancor, Jabba, all of those ones were awesome.
Cheap handheld electronic games. You had the fake football game, the crash and race game. I had the base. I had all these games. The baseball, rocket launch, the Atari. I had the knockoff Atari because the Atari was too expensive. So I had the Sears version.
Oh, wow.
Activision.
Gross.
It wasn't gross. It was an Atari with a different logo on it.
Oh, but so you still got to play Pitfall in those games.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
I got the ColecoVision next to the Cabbage Patch doll.
ColecoVision, their stupid controller was ignorant. Yeah. It was like, what, are you going to play Pong all the time?
I would go to Jeff's and play Smurf all the time.
Yeah.
Smurf was fun. La, 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 boing, boing, boing.
Me and my stepdad, we used to play Dragster all the time.
That's what Autumn and her son play, except it's completely different.
Yeah.
Drag Star.
Oh, Max the Robot. Command the power of a Commodore. Save up to $60. It's a computer that it was the keyboard that you attached to your TV.
I had that. That's what I had.
So did I. I got it for Christmas.
Yes, and it went to my little black and white TV that still had all my Garbage Pail Kid stickers all over it.
And then to save everything, I had a cassette recorder. You saved the shit to the cassette.
Oh, yeah. I would hold the cassette recorder up to my stereo and record songs off the stereo and make tapes out of that.
Front-loading VHS VCR has a 9-day iProgram timer and convenient 9-function 9-function wireless remote, only $439.99.
Wow.
Which you know, was a shitload of money then.
Did you know any losers that had a Beta machine?
Yeah.
I knew a couple, yeah.
My down-the-hill neighbor had one, and he was very adamant about how it was a better technology and it was the way that we should go. Yeah.
How about all these people that have laser discs?
Well, those were great.
Those were like cinephiles and shit.
Yeah. A lot of them are worth money now, I hear.
They didn't have what my dad had, the RCA disc machine. It was like a giant computer disc that you flipped in, and then halfway through the movie, you had to take it out and flip it over.
Ooh, Steph would be into this. Goodness. Knight Rider car with Michael Knight figure.
Yeah, you know it.
Mr. T, Murdoch, you're crazy.
the A-Team van. That was fun.
Robotics, I don't remember that too well.
And is the Castle Grayskull and Snake Mountain there?
I think Stu had that robotics thing.
He did.
Our friend Stu.
Trivial Pursuit. That was the big year for Trivial Pursuit.
Very sweet.
You got the C-3PO case for the Star Wars figures.
Your brother had the Darth Vader one.
Yep.
I had the Barbie townhouse, and my cousin used to babysit us, and she convinced me that it was possessed and that the elevator was going up and down by itself, and I would start crying. Yeah.
Oh, here's a classic, Mr. Ice. I had that in the 70s, the thing that made the slushy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Snoopy snow cone machine.
Yeah, that's actually the one I had.
But you had to be like Sylvester Stallone and over the top. Like, you had to have that kind of arm strength to be able to do it.
I'm going to get some of these old Barbies and do the hot glue treatment.
What does that mean?
Oh.
Never mind. No, forget it.
Don't do that.
Okay.
I promised I wouldn't be gross for the rest of the show.
Who'd you promise that to?
Nobody.
It must have been an inner promise.
Nobody.
Promised himself.
More from 1984 next week when Steph tells us what's hot this year.
In Halloween. Okay.
The hot costumes. Freddy Krueger mask.
Best hot costumes, hot candy.
Yeah. Have a whatchamacallit before they ruin it with caramel.
All the razor blades.
Yeah, which never really happened.
And they only put them in apples. Who's eating that shit?
No, if you gave me an apple, it went in your fucking backyard or it hit your house.
If you had a brick chimney, the apple would be all over.
Oh, right? Yes.
Let's not spoil it.
We're giving out toothbrushes.
Oh, yeah. I'm wiping my... Anyway. I never got a toothbrush from anybody.
No.
I did like the...
If you trick-or-treated at the Dr. Augustine's office, you would get a toothbrush.
I never trick-or-treated there. I like the people that were trusting him and just leave the
bowl
full of candy.
Honor system?
Bad idea.
No, it's so
Well, listen. So we have the two kids. We need to take them both out to trick-or-treat, but we want to leave candy at our house. So we were thinking about leaving a bowl.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fine.
And then coming back and then giving out candy.
I feel like it doesn't matter. It's the idea behind it because, you know, honestly, we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood because our houses are far apart. I mean, who wants to do that? You're going to go in the tight-knit, you know, where you can hit a lot of houses at once. But, we'll get like maybe 15 or something. We just sit a big-ass bowl of candy on the thing that says, help yourself. I don't care. Take 27 pieces. I don't give a shit. When it's gone, it's gone.
Fill it with root beer barrels and Necco wafers. They'll be fine.
I would never do that.
Wax bottles filled with
I always leave good stuff.
I love those wax bottles.
Wax bottles of Kool-Aid in them are good, but no. You ever get Necco? What the fuck are these things?
A Necco wafer.
They're horrible.
Just like Smarties. That's the last thing I would eat.
Or Now or Later.
Now and Laters are good.
Oh, I hated Now and Laters.
Oh, my God. Mike and Ike's?
Nope. Didn't like them.
Love them.
Nat Nose.
Lemonheads.
Yeah,
Lemonheads are good.
And Cherry Clan.
Clams?
Cherry Clan. Remember it had the little Asian guy on the front? It was very racist.
Racist.
Yeah.
I
Cherry
it was
Clan.
Something else.
No, not a Cherry Clam. Ew.
No. Mm. Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, no.
I didn't have a damn clam.
A racist clam.
I'm the Grand Wizard of the Cherry Clan.
It's a vagina with a Ku Klux Klan hat.
Okay.
So stupid. I love it.
I like this show tonight.
Me too.
Yeah.
I didn't watch anything.
Good time roll.
Yeah. Weed's legal in Canada now. That's the last story Jeff put up here.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
I'll take that.
Someone asked me if I was going to go to Canada, and I said, well, why would I do that when I can just go down the street? Some dude on the corner selling that gas.
I'll go to Canada just because it's cold.
I'll go to Canada, yeah, when they get rid of that Pierre Trudeau knock off.
Oh, why?
Justin Trudeau.
He's adorable.
He's a flake.
He's adorable.
He puts on all the, I'm in a wheelchair like everybody.
I don't care. He's sweet.
He's kind of a doofus.
Who cares? Mm. I'd rather have a nice little doofus.
Hey, it's 1984. You like Brian Mulroney?
I do.
Ah, he's great.
Sparky Anderson is the coach of the Tigers.
Oh,
God, we're going all the way.
You are going all the way, yeah. Who are you playing in the World Series this year?
Oh, God.
Or was it last year? Was it 83 or 84 there in the World Series?
84. We won it like 2 years in
a row.
Yeah,
but who'd they play?
I can't remember.
1 year the Cardinals, maybe?
Maybe. Was it Pittsburgh?
Or the Brewers?
I feel like it was Pittsburgh. Wasn't it Pittsburgh?
That stuff happened like a month ago, Tim.
I don't know. It's just all that AIDS.
That AIDS.
So, what did everybody watch this week? Real quick, I'll tell you what I watched. History of Horror, first episode. Eli Roth's History of Horror on AMC with This Week with Zombies. Good episode.
Yep.
I watched the season finale of The Venture Brothers, which was actually last week's. It was actually a week or two, but that it was on. This season was amazing, and they're going to be back. So if you're a fan, do not miss it. I'm not binging The Man in the High Castle, but it's a really good season, so I'm savoring it. Huh. I've been watching the NFL on Yahoo, because you can watch it on the Yahoo Sports app. When you go out to smoke a cigarette.
Sure.
Nice. And I've been reading Doomsday Clock, which is a really good comic book, and I highly recommend it if you're a fan of The Watchmen, and that's what I watched.
Oh, Clock.
No, Doomsday Cock.
Yeah, I watched all that stuff, too. I watched the first two Romanoffs. I didn't even watch those.
Is that any good?
Nah.
I saw you tweet about it.
It's worth watching. It's well done and well acted, and the cast is good, but the people are fucking assholes.
No. Mm.
These Romanoff
I get enough
people,
of that.
Yeah.
They're all assholes.
There's way too much TV still. You said you watched watched Camping. That got shitty reviews.
Yeah.
And then the people in it tried to say that, oh, you're just being a misogynist if you don't think she's funny.
No, she's not funny.
No. Ugh. Her character's super annoying.
Uh-uh.
How come you just can't?
She's not funny. She's not Electra.
Can't you
she's
just not like something?
Yeah, right.
And not be because of a weird bias reason?
I like Brett Gelman, though, so I hope.
He's the one that's saying that.
Really?
No. Oh, God. Brett, really? Yep. Now he's doing that?
Not you, Brett.
I mean, really, Brett. I mean, Eagleheart, Brett. Love him.
Anyway.
Brett.
How about you, Steph? All the same shit?
Yep, History of Horror, for sure. I finally saw Solo. Well, 20 minutes of it. What a pile of shit.
No.
It was such a pile of shit that I could not. No, fucking no. How dare them try to say that was young Harrison Ford? He had the voice of a soprano singer, and I mean, his voice was so high, there was nothing commanding or manly about him whatsoever.
Right.
How dare they? And then whenever we got to Donald Glover, which people raved, and you know I love Donald Glover, that he was such a great Lando, whatever. In a million years, he had no Billy Dee Williams, anything.
I didn't like him in that role
Terrible.
At all.
I hated everything about it. So
I didn't hate the movie, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
It was absolutely horrible.
When he was fucking that robot, that was the best.
But
go and watch the Mr. Plinkett review of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really great.
Okay,
it's
then I will
really,
do that.
Well, everything that they do is great.
Wait,
all
did
those
he
half
did,
in the bag episodes
wait,
are really
Mr.
great.
Mr. Plinkett did a solo? Because I know he did the Force of, or the last, the final, or whatever, The Last Jedi.
He did Solo because he talked about how visually dark everything was, and they were showing like actual he's like these are actual
things.
What the fuck.
I'll definitely
Star Wars
that.
The Phantom Menace was the biggest disappointment of my life since my son.
Travis and I say all the time, we either say oh my god or we say what the fuck.
I could watch an hour of Jar Jar Binks than I could watch longer than Solo, but
I did watch
Jurassic World.
Was that good?
Best Jurassic Park ever.
Really? Wait, is that the newest one or the one before?
Yes, the newest one. The last one I hated.
You have to put all of your Jurassic Park knowledge aside and just say this is a campy, stupid action thing.
The
right?
last one?
Well, yeah, and I thought this one too.
No, this one is great. This one, Autumn, I cried. I got so upset. At one point, I told my husband, I was like, Neil, take this shit out. I can't do this anymore. It was like ripping my heart out. It was really, really good.
Take it out. What are you watching, a VHS tape?
No, shut up. Anyway, it was so good. But anyway, Jurassic World, if you haven't watched it, watched it. And you know, and you know, I hate Bryce Dallas Howard, and she was even fun on this. And we watched AMC, you know, the Fear Fest. They've got all their movies in on demand. demand.
Yes.
So I've been going through and watching an
Do they have commercials, though?
They do, but you can fast forward through them.
Okay.
But so we watched Silver Bullet last night, which still holds up. I love that movie.
I love Silver Bullet.
It's so good, and it's pre-molested Corey Haim, so there's still a light in his eyes.
But the lady that hangs herself.
Well, it's a Pet Cemetery.
No, she hangs. This lady in this movie kills herself or something. There's a blonde lady that gets killed.
She was going to kill herself, but the wolf got her first.
Okay. She lives in Atlanta. I met her one time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wow. That was, anyway, that was a good one. And, that was good. And then I watched, I had watched, the Hold the Dark on Netflix, and Matt Carter, he's one of our awesome listeners and everything. And he, got into it. And then the next thing you know, he's like, oh, and then somebody told him that guy that wrote and directed it, Jeremy Saulnier, that he should watch The Green Room. So he posted about it in The Labyrinth. And so I watched The Green Room. What a hardcore movie.
Awesome.
I mean, Hold the Dark was hardcore. The Green Room, that's like one of Anton Yelchin's last movies before the Jeep smashed him.
I fucking hate that he
And he was so good in this, too. And it's really, it's really and Patrick Stewart as a villain. Oh, ooh, he's an evil son of a bitch.
Highly underrated movie was that Odd Thomas movie.
Yeah.
Such
that's
a good.
That's why I have never got
it. It was really, really well done and very, very well adapted from the book.
Well, my next one to watch, because this Jeremy Saulnier guy, this was just Matt Carter, I guess he watched all three of them, is the next one is Blue Ruin. That's his other movie that he did like back in 2013, which is also really good. So I highly recommend try Hold the Dark. The ending is weird. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But Green Room is intense as shit, and then now I'm really looking forward to Blue Ruin. So that's what I watched.
Adam, you're incorrect. Mr. Plinkett did not do Solo. He did,
they did. Red Letter Media did it. But
was it A Half in the Bag?
Yeah, one of those.
Oh, my bad. Well, still, it's still
Tommy.
Good.
And
even though the Mr. Plinkett is maybe not doing anymore.
But it's mean
even
about
the
it, right?
And,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I'll like it.
Okay.
Well, they're honest about it.
I watched all of Mr. In Between.
What did you think, Jeff?
I liked it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You tell me about that.
Yeah. It's so damn good, Tim. I mean,
it's kind of like Sexy Beast.
If you like I love Sexy Beast.
Yeah. It's so good.
The dude is like that. He kind of looks like that. He's bald. But,
yeah.
And he's like an enforcer, kind of like.
What network is it on?
It's on FX. See, what happened is he did this as a student film. This
Who
guy
did?
The guy who's the star of it. He also wrote, directed, and he stars in it. And he did it as a student film when he was in film school in Australia. Well, Netflix decided to pick it up for Netflix Australia, which never took off. So Netflix America said, well, shit, we'll throw it on our crap and we'll see how it does here. Or not Netflix, I mean FX.
FX, yeah.
FX Australia never took off, so then they put it here. And it was so good, and I haven't heard yet if it's gotten a season 2.
I think it got picked up.
Oh, it's amazing. It's the best freaking show. It's so badass.
I want to talk to you about this, but we don't have enough time to elaborate on it. I want to hear what your thoughts are about the new Doctor Who and maybe expound on it a little bit.
I liked it.
Yeah, I want to hear from somebody who likes
it. New opening skid.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Doctor. The companions, I could take or leave.
Yeah, that's always been the case, unless they were hot. Anyway, let's see. Autumn, did you watch anything you want to say real quick before we do staff picks?
Just the South Park episodes for the season. That's really all I watched. That's okay. New.
You got to get on that.
I'm
Always
in season
Sunny.
3 of The Office.
Do you have any old Dennis?
Well, season 3 is so good.
Do you have any old Dustin Hoffman movies?
Yeah.
Did you watch some more
Tootsie?
Did you watch Marathon Man this weekend?
Tootsie is so good, you guys, for real.
Yeah. Tootsie or the Marathon Man?
Oh, Tootsie.
You know, he got Me Too'd and it went away real fast.
Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, yeah. His
for what?
His daughter's best friend said that when she was a teenager, she was at his apartment. The daughter wasn't there yet or anything. He tried to get it on with her when she was like 15.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she misinterpreted it.
I don't think so.
Oh, how dare you?
He was very overt about it.
What's there? Do you have a Dustin Hoffman?
I don't think Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, man.
But I'm walking here.
I know.
I feel like you have to. I am the sole living survivor of the Battle of Little Big Horn.
I feel like Dustin Hoffman, you just have to be like.
I don't know. I remember Kramer.
Throw up 3.
I saw Kramer versus Kramer when I was very young. It was upsetting.
Why, Hickok himself can't hit 3. Throw up 3.
Wait, hold on.
I just feel like I'm being little Dustin Hoffman.
Is that okay?
Wag the dog, Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, God. I'm doing Little Big Man, Dustin Hoffman.
Well, of course you are, since you're only Dustin Hoffman
reference. Throw up 3.
Well, I feel like I'm
This is pretty good. I feel like this isn't so bad.
Do you hate him? Do you hate the white man?
Come on. You have to give me feedback.
What did you say?
It was good.
Okay.
Do it again.
Okay, so I'm trying to be Dustin Hoffman.
This is not bad.
It's real subtle. I feel like it's a lot of breathing.
Might I ask you why you're addressing?
You gotta breathe through your nose.
And I think there's like a... Like you,
yeah. I just want to fuck you.
So when you said, we know that P means Paulson, but I mean, if it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well,
it makes you uncomfortable. Well, that's good. Uncomfortable.
You're having a Hoffman.
Gonna
you're,
have a Hoff off.
You're Hoff off.
Oh, if you could just give me some water.
I'm gonna make your lip move
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I was wrong.
I beg your pardon?
Beg your pardon?
I don't have a card that says Mr. Hunt to any material. I do remember getting material for somebody, but it wasn't for Mr. Hunt.
I do remember getting it for
right.
All right, so.
The truth is, I didn't have any request at all for Mr. Hunt.
Hang on.
Oh.
The truth is, Winston! I don't know.
You know who that was?
No.
Jason Robart.
Okay.
I was just wondering if any, if you have
he's
any.
Young doesn't have.
Hello.
Hello. I was just wondering if you had any. Hello.
Yes, we're checking that information now.
All right, you don't need to. That's all the president's meant.
You need the older one.
All right, let's do. We got some reviews to read.
Hey, you want
to
read those?
Yeah, I'll read the reviews.
Dustin Hoffman's got some reviews.
My name's Michael Dorsey.
Oh, that was pretty good. That was good.
Yeah,
tipsy.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm taking a shower. Oh. I got soap in my eyes.
You slut.
I want to look good for him.
It's important. It's an important day. I want to look good for him.
I want to look good for him.
Come on. That movie is so good.
Tootsie's a great
good.
Movie, yeah. You know, I could lay a line on you like every other guy. Or we could just go back to my place. Splash.
Yeah.
All right. We have a review here. Not news,
two reviews.
Yeah, I know. Not news, but cannon fodder. This comes from Barney322011 on Netflix. 5 stars on Netflix, iTunes. And he wants me to read it in Trump's voice, so. Great shows that make me laugh. My teeth fall out of my mouth. Sorry I'm older than Tim. The stories are the best. I love when you all tell the behind the scene happening. I'm glad Tim finally got April on board to do voices.
April!
You're all so funny. Please cut the language down some so I can get my grandchildren to hear about the great movies and TV shows. All right, Barney, we'll cut down the fucking language.
9-8.
Sorry.
We kind of got to do that, but we're going to, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, so,
I think you're going to have a harder time than anybody.
I will have a hard time.
So,
I mean,
Autumn and Tim can get sponsored.
That was pretty good.
I can rein it in. I don't think I've said that.
You're the only one who can.
I think I've done one F word. No, Autumn and Jeff are both pretty.
Well, I can do it. I just like to curse and I like to be dirty and I don't get any opportunity anywhere.
Tim will just randomly like Tourette syndrome cock. Just he just can't help himself.
I never fucking swear.
You know, I could lay a big line on you and we could do a lot of role playing. But the simple truth is that I find you very interesting and I'd really love to make love to you.
No, thank you.
I know what you want is some gross caricature of a woman to prove some idiotic point that power makes a woman masculine or masculine women are ugly. Well, shame on you for letting a man do that or any man that does that. This means you, dear Miss Marshall. Shame on you, macho shithead.
Did you just look up the lines?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that was bad.
It was really good though. They really you really sounded like good. when he does the woman. That was really good. Yeah.
Why am I not right, Mr. Carla?
My favorite scene when they're in the hospital is the lady in the bed. And then she's a patient goes, I don't know what's going on here.
She's like, I can't act with this.
Yeah, I can't act with this.
Because she's like saying, you shouldn't go back to him who beat you up.
I can do the old man.
Go.
Oh, that's a jam.
You can't wear white to a casual dinner. It's too dressy.
All this talk is just making me want to get on a New York City street and pack in with a crowd and walk really fast.
Oh, and in 1984.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't have the right shoes. I don't have the right shoes for it. I don't like the way the horizontal lines
make
me look too
hippie.
It cuts me across the bust. I think we're getting into a weird area here. A guy named Les is sending you flowers. Yes, he's a friend of mine. He can't eat candy. He's diabetic.
Are these real chocolate covered cherries?
All right. All right. So we have another review, don't we? Yes, yep. We do. One more review. This one comes from Medic JML. And he says, this podcast covers entertainment with an emphasis.
In a voice.
No, he didn't want a voice. Oh. On television and movies. Don't let your children listen.
Oh, man.
This crew of four rep. Takes you on an adult adventure that will leave you laughing.
Adult adventure.
Tell us about it.
Must be this high to enter.
See, that's two people that right. have said this. Uh-oh. This is enough is enough.
We got to clean it up, Daddy.
That's ooh. Right, Chocolisha. We got to clean it up.
But I like that hot, sticky chocolate syrup.
Lick it clean.
That's right, baby. Well, let me tell you what we got.
That's right. How are we going to get clean? You going to lick it off me, Daddy?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I'm going to knock you in the head and you throw you by an anthill.
You got to play Summer Madness in the background if you and Autumn are going to talk
Summer
like
Madness.
This.
What's Summer Madness?
Just play Summer Madness and you'll know
just
immediately.
By Cool in the Gang?
Yep, just play it. Just play that in the background.
Our gig speed now.
Fuck your gig speed, you dumb bitch.
Oh, my God.
How come y'all aren't logged into your YouTube Plus?
I am. Oh, I don't have... Fuck off. The vibe right here on the Vanilla Bean and Chocolisha Show.
Ooh, hey, baby.
It's 8:43 in the evening. We're going to be taking your requests later.
Will you take my request later, Dad?
You know I'll be taking your request later.
Ooh.
Yeah. What is your first request, Chocolisha?
My first request is you to take that tongue. And lick it across the board. Get y'all music playing, Daddy.
Well, you know the guy that was on there before us, he don't wash his hands very much, so I'm going to have to be a negative on that one.
I don't want to let anybody die to AIDS.
This music's getting me stirred up in my loins. Ooh.
That's me getting excited.
That's you getting excited. Ooh, you sure is high pitched.
Get that cherry on top, babe. Sprinkle them nuts on top of that cream, Daddy.
Yeah, I'm going to make a raccoon mask on your eyelids. Let me dip my nuts in some charlotte.
I'm going to hide in the bushes, baby.
That's what I think, baby. You hide in them bushes too much lately. You need to go get that bikini wax.
I thought you liked it all natural.
I like it natural, but I don't mean I want it to be like a caveman pussy.
Ooh, you help me clean up my bushes.
I don't have enough hoes.
Oh, I bet you got just enough.
Well, I got plenty of hoes, but I ain't going near that bush till you get that stank out. You know, she like a Native American, and she puts a lot of fish in there before she plants the seed.
I feel like we're going to get sued for how long you've let the madness go on.
Don't you worry about the madness. It's
ooh, the
summer
madness has not even begun.
I could do this for an hour. Just Tim and Autumn doing the Vanilla Bean and Chocolisha Show. With our guest this week is the co-host of the Radio Labyrinth podcast, Stephanie Swain.
Ooh, Stephanie Swain.
Ooh, what gets you hot, Stephanie?
I like ice cream.
You like ice cream?
Ooh, I'm gonna melt
what's
that
your favorite
ice cream,
flavor
baby.
Of ice cream, Stephanie Swain?
Chunky chocolate. Chunks.
Chunky chocolate chunks.
Oh, that's what I got coming out my backside.
That's what you called my ass last week, Daddy.
Why is your ass wider than your shoulder?
That's the way you like it.
That's right. Ooh. This some good fucking music.
I want you to fold me up like a letter. And take me to places I've
fold
never
you
been.
Up like a-
ooh. Damn, girl. This is Cool in the Gang. Summer Madness on the Vibe.
You just put this on your playlist, didn't you?
That's right, baby. Oh, I got another good soul song coming up for you next right here on the
that
Vibe.
That one ended abruptly. Ooh, I like it.
That's the madness part of Summer Madness. Just end.
Yeah, this is Cool in the Gang.
Blame it all on my roots.
Oh,
I showed up
in wait a minute, that ain't Cool in the Gang. That's Chris Gaines.
That's not Chris Gaines.
That's Chris Gaines.
That is not.
He looks like Chris.
I like a little white meat every now and then.
All right, good. We all do.
White turkey meat.
Yeah, I like turkey chili.
I like that white turkey chili.
Ooh. White chicken chili.
Yeah, all right, Jeff, what's your stat pick, baby?
That would be Jeff's name, white chicken chili.
Ron
DJ White, white chicken chili.
Netflix special. It's out now. It's called If You Quit Listening, I'll Shut Up. Real good. Tape tune in Atlanta. That,
Ron White, is he an African American?
Yeah. And Lore Season 2 comes out on Amazon this week.
What's that about?
That's that Lore podcast. Do that TV show about it.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
It's a Lore podcast.
Lore, like in low?
Low.
Like L-O-W-E-R?
Like folklore.
Oh, a scary story.
Not whore. You
shit
like
that
whore.
Happened to people. White people shit. I'm a white, but you know what I mean.
And that My Dinner with Hervé is going to be on this weekend on HBO.
Hervé Villachez?
Yep. Yeah. Steph, you could just watch Fantasy Island because it's 1984.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Fantasy Island. I remember that show with the midget.
It's 1984. You can still
That's
say
That's right.
That.
The midget and
you can Fantasy say Island.
Con.
You can have a midget in your
You got any others, Jill?
Not at all.
All right. Let's go to Steph Swain. See what her staff is.
I don't
in.
Have any sexy.
I have it in the music, baby.
I don't have it. But I stop it. I can't do this. Okay. So my staff pick is Channel Zero. The new season of Channel Zero.
Is that a good show?
It's
is that
going
to be on
moments.
Sci-Fi? Because it looked like they're telling you to go to sci-fi.com to watch it.
No, it's
going to be on the channel?
Yeah, as far as I know, Sci-Fi Friday, October 26th. And you know how they do with sci-fi.
I know how they do.
They will show that first episode, and then they show another episode every night till it's done. So like six days in a row, and then the show will be zipped up. Which, you know, people
Is it scary?
It should be, because it's called the Dream Door. Ooh, and they find a door in the basement that wasn't don't there when they bought the house. And they open the door. Open. And out of the door comes this monster that this lady used
I got
to dream
you
about.
You open the door. I got a monster for you.
Ooh, my door's always open. Back.
It's very little, but he's scary.
So,
I don't
look like a mushroom.
So
he don't work very good no more. He got vein issues.
So watch Tim's Little Monster on Channel Zero, The Dream Door.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Channel Zero back in my day meant something else.
That's right.
Ooh, that was the blurry channel.
That's what I remember that, Jim. Spice.
Watching.
Who put up here Boogie Monster?
Oh, I did, but Jeff told me that he had already picked that ages ago.
Well, you can read.
Yeah, you can still talk about it.
Talk about
this
it.
Podcast with Kyle Kinane and Kyle, Dave Stone. Kyle and it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of weird stuff. Like today they were talking about serial killers, but it's their way that they talk about it. It's pretty funny. And
I'll be checking that out later.
And at the end, Dave teaches you how to make a nice thin omelet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Man.
It was some really good tips.
Yeah, baby, you make an omelet. No, she likes a, you know, she likes a Denver omelet.
A Kyle.
Oh, is it like mountains of balls in it?
It's no. Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone, though. Both those.
Yeah, they're both funny.
Oh God, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Kyle Kinane, he has a Big Trouble in Little China tattoo. So right off, that tells you.
Damn. I think I'd like that cat.
I'd like your Big Trouble in my Little China. Daddy.
I call it Little Japan because it smells like sushi. Oh,
that's all right, baby.
That's right.
That's the way it's supposed to smell.
I wish they made certs for vaginas. It's got retsin.
You stay out of her low pan.
I thought you liked it like this, baby.
I like it all. Smelly, stinky, fresh, whatever. I'll quote the great Jerky Boys. A hole's a hole as long as it got a little heat in there. I don't give a fuck.
Like you're gonna walk around with the song playing in your head 24 hours a day.
Now I'm just gonna talk like this for the rest of my life. Caitlin, I'm home, baby. And I'm ready to make love. What you mean you gotta get up at 3?
No, I'm sleeping.
You're gonna leave your shoes on, baby.
It's either you or the dog.
Where are you going, bitch?
My staff picks this week are Making a Murderer Season 2 on Netflix. Still Guilty.
No, still guilty.
No, that's not the name of it.
It's a totally about a different guy this time, right?
I guess
or is it about the
same No, it's the same dude.
Is this like in The Staircase? Is it an owl that did it?
Yeah. That That guy with a 78 IQ did not murder that woman and try to cover it up and blame it on his dumb
cousin. He might have had fetal alcohol syndrome. Ow.
Possibly. Then my other one is Marvel's Daredevil. Brand new season on Netflix. Both of those start Friday.
He blind.
Yeah, he blind all right. But you seen that baby? He gets the bang.
He doesn't.
All right, everybody. That was fun. I hope you didn't mind us doing that.
That was the Quiet Storm.
You can bring your kids back now, everybody.
Yeah.
This was the last episode before we bring the kids
Didn't you guys used to listen to the Quiet Storm, though? I used to listen to it all the time.
Damn.
Can I tell you one of my staff picks, baby? I know I don't put on that thing.
That's right, baby. What's your staff pick?
On the For Crying Out Loud podcast.
Yes.
Ooh, there's a guest named AJ Benza. And he was a gossip columnist in New York City.
Fame. Ain't it a bitch?
Yeah, but he's got some good juicy gossip on a lot of things and how it worked. And
oh yeah,
yeah, and
like old school Hollywood gossip.
A little bit, like Tori Spelling stuff, just like the Spelling family a little bit, and old parties that he went to, seeing like supermodels do coke off of people's dicks.
Yeah.
And what was the newest thing?
Like Linda Evangelista.
Yes, Linda Evangelista. Yeah, and his relationship with Donald Trump. Because he was with a supermodel and then Donald Trump, like,
peed on him.
Was cheating. Yeah. He said, like, all that's probably true.
Oh.
Okay.
And just how gossip columns work. So,
what's it called again?
Oh, it's called For Crying Out Loud.
And it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
With him?
Mm.
Well, no, he's a guest on this podcast.
Oh.
But okay. It's a good episode.
Who are the hosts?
Check that out.
Stephanie Wilder Taylor and Lynette Carolla.
Oh, okay.
It's a cool podcast. They do. It's a parenting podcast, but not really. They mostly bitch about things that are going on, or like they talk about stuff that they're watching.
End of search.
Tim just made his harumph face.
No. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
there's a lot of single dudes that listen to it.
Autumn, where can people find you on social media?
Auto Pritz, AutoPritts. That's across all of my social medias.
Well, that's very smart. How about you, Stephanie?
I'm at Stephalumpagus. On Twitter, but I'm not on there because it's 1984 and it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Jeff?
That AIDS.
Vanilla, B-E-A-N .com.
No, what is your social media?
At J-E-F-F-K-E-Y-Z.
Jeff Keys.
Yeah.
At Jeff Keys on Twitter.
Jeff Keys.
With a Z.
And mine is at Tim Andrews here on Twitter.
I thought it was Angry Mob.
Yeah, Tim Andrews. No, Angry I just added Mob that Andrews.
In the middle. So yeah, guys, we'll be back next week with a big Halloween episode. I'm looking forward to Ira being here. Hopefully we'll have a fun game. And we, you know what, we'll be less dirty than we were tonight.
We'll try.
Yeah. Maybe Chuck, Leisha, and Vanilla Bean will have a fun Halloween story to share.
Oh, that would be nice. Maybe you could talk about like when you were vampires in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never been to Brooklyn, baby. I live in Des Moines. All right, so until next week, please remember to
keep it canon.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm Alex L.
I'm Libby Delena. Welcome
to This Morning Walk podcast.
We started this show because after our morning walks, we would connect and have a conversation. And the things that we were seeing, smelling, learning might be really interesting for someone else to hear.
We are so excited that This Morning Walk podcast has joined Blind New Audio, a new podcast network from executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Follow, share, and listen to This Morning Walk podcast
wherever you get your podcasts.